Since our studios are in the middle of a college campus, I know that this is the time of year when high school students start pouring in to decide if they want to come here to study. It's like a parade down the sidewalks every few days. Well, our next guest has started a business with those students in mind. His name is Jamie Beaton. He's 23, from New Zealand. When he was trying to get into college, he applied to 25 schools in the U.S. and U.K. and eventually chose Harvard. His startup, called Crimson Education, aims to help other students get into top-tier schools. Jamie, how exactly do you do that?
We help students by connecting them to a team of 5 to 8 mentors. And these mentors usually come from college campuses all around the world, as well as experts that have been in the college counseling industry for a period of time. This team of mentors works with the student, usually online, over the course of 4 years between the ages of 14 to 18 to help build their candidacy to then get into their dream universities.
And what problem are you solving there? Why do people need to have access to these mentors?
So if you think about career counseling and college counseling in schools across the US, typically a college counselor has around only an hour a year on average to serve each student they have at school. Our students are typically spending upwards of 100 hours a year with their mentors. So it's really solving that gap that exists in schools around the college counseling system at the moment.
But I imagine it costs them a bit of money to have that kind of access.
Typically, our families are paying around $50 to $80 an hour, and an overall package costs between $5K to $10K USD. And that's a reasonable investment, but it's also a lot more affordable than private schooling here in the US.
How do you find and vet the mentors that you use?
Yeah, so we started off actually on campus at Harvard. It was very grassroots, and I recruited about 200 of the sharpest kids on campus I could find. Now it's gotten a lot more sophisticated. Mentors apply, or they get referred, and then they go through an interview process which screens them for teaching ability, any prior experience in debating or tutoring, and then takes them through a rigorous training regime. And we have about a 14% acceptance rate from these top schools to be a mentor on our platform. So it's almost as competitive as getting into these schools, which is quite funny.
And why the focus just on top-tier universities?
So we do support students applying to a broad range of universities. It tends to be that a lot of our students end up wanting to apply to the more competitive schools. And the reason why is the schools require a much more intricate strategy. They're a lot more competitive, and so the bar to get in is higher. So I guess it's the sort of precision required at these top schools that draws a lot of our families to Crimson.
It makes me wonder, though, if there's a bigger problem here, if you basically need to have a mentor to guide you through this process in order to really be competitive getting into these top-tier universities. It's not just about who you are as a student, about how smart you are, about how much you know. It's about basically how well you can play the game.
So I think a key thing here is a lot of the work we do isn't actually helping students playing the game, so to speak. It's much more about helping them build their candidacy and their personal growth. We recommend them extra academic subjects to take, or they work with us on interesting leadership projects in their school community. So a lot of the work over these 4 years isn't about, what to write a particular essay on, but rather, how they can develop their interests and build these core capabilities that can help them thrive in college.
You've collaborated with Galen Buckwalter, who is the data scientist behind eHarmony's relationship algorithm. How does that connect into what you're doing?
Yeah, so it's really funny. So when I first met Galen, I was blown away by the progress he'd made in using psychometrics to figure out what types of people, were really effective working together. And now he did that in a romantic context. I saw a massive opportunity to take that to matching in the context of mentors and mentees. And I wanted to make sure that every student is matched to a mentor that is really the most effective fit for them. So Galen's fantastic research and a lot of my passion in applied math has been really interesting in driving this matching technology, which has been pretty foundational to our success.
You are joining us from Stanford, where you are in business school right now. You went to Harvard. You're going to be attending Oxford on a Rhodes Scholarship in the fall. How did you do all of that?
Yeah, so it's a really interesting journey. So the first thing is I had a lot of good luck, particularly in the early days. So I grew up in New Zealand, and in New Zealand, the situation is even more challenging. So the high schools know very little about applying overseas. And so I basically went ahead and applied to 25 schools all around the world, to the US, to the UK, I applied to way too many schools because I didn't know how hard it was to get in. And then ended up, fortunately, getting a lot of offers in the process and then starting Crimson after that. So that was really my own journey. And I spent probably 4 years of high school thinking pretty intensely about the process, speaking to everyone I could about it. It was a lot of work. And I wanted to make it easier for students around the world to go through the same journey that I've been through.
Is there one piece of advice you would give to people who are listening to this? Maybe they want to get into these top schools as well?
Yeah, I'll give a cheeky tip. So when you apply for a college, you should really be choosing the academic interests that show your candidacy the strongest. Mm. So for example, when I applied to Columbia, I applied for English. When I applied to Princeton, I applied for financial engineering. Mm. When I applied to Harvard, I applied for economics. So I chose strategically what major would best maximize my chances. Now, once you get in, you can then choose whatever you want. And that's part of the beauty of the US system. But a lot of students fall into the trap of choosing the major that is the most competitive to get into when you could apply for something a bit more easy.
That's Jamie Beaton, who is the CEO and co-founder of Crimson Education. Jamie, thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Jeremy. Thank you.